The Samoa Red Cross says people in the Pacific nation are panicking with 32 people confirmed dead from measles. There's almost 2,500 people infected, with 176 of them in hospital. There's been a spike in cases since the mass vaccination program began last week, with nurses saying many will have had the disease and been contagious before the first symptoms were showing. In the last 6 days, 24,000 people across the two main islands of Upolu and Savai have been vaccinated. The Samoa Red Cross has been assisting the Health Ministry in its program, and New Zealand Red Cross nurses are also on the ground. The Secretary General of the Samoa Red Cross, Namu Laulu Tautala Moala, told Alex Perite some people are too afraid to go to hospital, and she is making use of the long queues at mobile clinics to pass on hygiene advice.
We thought to utilise their time to provide hygiene promotion, you know, especially with the children and their families who come along with them. Overall, we have, for these 3 days, we have gone beyond 8,000 people altogether that we have counted.
Okay, and just confirming, you're counting those 8,000 people as being immunised in the last few days, is that right?
Immunised, and people and their families that are coming along with them.
Right, because the government figures today have skyrocketed. They've got 2,437 current cases, and that's over 240 in the last 24 hours. In your opinion and the way you're looking at this, can you explain why they seem to have spiked in the last few days? We've got 32 deaths now, but despite the large amount of vaccinations happening, I suppose that it just wasn't quick enough to stem that flow of people getting infected.
These people, I'm sure the number is actually from the people that have already been infected, you know, because we've just started vaccination, you know, this week. This is a mass vaccination. But these have been people who have been at the hospital, you know, hospitalized. So I'm sure that number is okay.
What do you observe, and what's the Red Cross doing in terms of providing other places where people can go? Because we hear that the hospitals are overcrowded, the conditions aren't going to be great there. What's the plan in place when so many cases are abounding in terms of keeping people quarantined and away from their families? What's the plan there?
There's already, like, you know, there's already sites all over the country. There's also mobile clinics that are going into the community. So all of that is actually capturing and following up on our people that haven't been vaccinated. We know that people are sort of frightened to go to the hospital, you know, because they knew that there's infectious, patients in the hospital already. It's that kind of panic thinking that a lot of our people have. And they want to go elsewhere, you know, to receive their vaccinations from.
And that was Namu Laulu Tautala Moala from Samoa's Red Cross talking to Alex Perite.